Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, April 26, 2025.
Japan's economic measures in response to U.S. tariffs. On April 25, 2025, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announced bold economic measures to tackle new tariffs from the United States. These tariffs, introduced by President Donald Trump on April 2nd, included a quarter tax on car and truck imports and an initial 24% tax on all Japanese goods, later reduced to 10% for 90 days. To ease the financial pressure, the Japanese government launched a support package that includes business funding and subsidies to lower petrol prices by 10 yen per liter. They also plan to help cover electricity bills for 3 months, focusing on families and small to mid-sized companies affected by economic changes. Economy Minister Ryosuke Akazawa mentioned that more steps to boost domestic spending will be considered based on the ongoing effects of U.S. tariffs on Japan's automotive sector. Despite the uncertainty, Tokyo's Nikkei index rose by 1.9% after a rally on Wall Street, fueled by hopes of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve and a potential easing of Trump's tariff stance. These initiatives reflect Japan's proactive approach to protect its industries and households amid rising international trade tensions.
India's foreign exchange reserves hit new high. India's foreign exchange reserves have soared to an impressive $686.15 billion, as reported by the Reserve Bank of India. This marks a six-month peak and 7 weeks of growth in a row, with an increase of $8.3 billion just last week. The reserves are now only $19 billion away from the all-time record of $704.89 billion set in September 2024. The Indian rupee has strengthened by about 0.8% against the U.S. dollar, achieving its best weekly performance since mid-March. The closing exchange rate was 85.45 per U.S. dollar, reflecting a slight decline of 0.1% for the week. This rise in reserves is largely due to the Reserve Bank of India's actions to influence currency trading and a surge in foreign investments in Indian stocks. However, political conflicts between India and Pakistan, especially following a recent militant attack in Jammu and Kashmir, are being closely watched as they could impact the economic landscape.
Philippine President orders investigation into Chinese election interference. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos has launched an investigation into claims of foreign interference in the upcoming May 2025 elections. This move follows alarming warnings from security officials about potential influence from Chinese state-sponsored groups. Presidential Communications Undersecretary Claire Castro emphasized the urgency of the situation. During a Senate hearing, Senator Francis Tolentino presented evidence linking the Chinese embassy in Manila to operations of troll farms that create fake social media accounts to manipulate public opinion. The Chinese embassy has denied these allegations, insisting that China respects the principle of non-interference in other countries' internal matters. With 317 congressional seats and 12 Senate seats on the line, these elections are crucial, especially amid rising tensions between the Philippines and China over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. This investigation aims to protect the integrity of the electoral process and uphold democratic values.
Warren raises concerns over SEC and Trump media. Senator Elizabeth Warren has voiced serious concerns about the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's oversight of investment products tied to Trump Media and Technology Group, founded by former President Donald Trump. In her letter to SEC Chairman Paul Atkins, she pointed out potential conflicts of interest when a sitting president seeks approval from an agency he oversees. Warren emphasized the need for transparency, urging that all communications about Trump Media's deal with a cryptocurrency firm be preserved to avoid political interference. She described the company's plans to launch new investment funds requiring SEC approval as a significant conflict of interest. Recently, Trump Media announced a partnership with Crypto.com and Yorkville America Digital to introduce retail investment products that include digital assets. The Trump family's stake in the company is valued at around $3 billion, with shares rising by 40% since early April. Warren's request for a response from the SEC by May 2 highlights the urgency of these issues, as developments in Trump Media's cryptocurrency initiatives could greatly impact public trust in regulatory bodies.
ByteDance major investment in Brazil. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, is planning a significant $8.8 billion investment in a data center in Brazil. This project aims to harness the abundant wind energy from the northeast coast. Partnering with Casa dos Ventos, a renewable energy producer, they intend to build at the Pecém Port Complex in Ceará. The facility will initially have a capacity of 300 megawatts, with potential expansion to 900 megawatts, meeting a total energy demand of 1 gigawatt. This investment could position Brazil as a key player in the global data center industry, leveraging its sustainable energy resources. Casa dos Ventos has previously collaborated with Total Energies and is seeking a grid connection for this ambitious project. However, Brazil's national grid operator, ONS, has raised stability concerns. The Mines and Energy Ministry is now exploring options to enhance grid capacity for data centers in Pecém and beyond. What could this mean for Brazil's future in technology and energy?
Clashes in Lisbon during Carnation Revolution anniversary. On April 25, 2025, violent clashes erupted in downtown Lisbon as the city marked the 51st anniversary of the Carnation Revolution, which ended Portugal's fascist dictatorship in 1974. Ultra-right groups, including Ergüte and Grupo 1143, staged a banned protest against immigration policies at the Square of Tolerance, a popular spot for immigrants. Tensions escalated when they confronted anti-fascist activists, leading police to intervene. Riot police used batons to disperse the crowd and arrested several individuals, including Rui Fonseca e Castro, a former judge and leader of Ergüte, and Mario Machado, a prominent neo-Nazi activist from Grupo 1143. This protest underscored the rising anti-immigration sentiment in Portugal, where around 1.5 million migrants now reside, a number that has tripled in the past decade. As the country approaches its parliamentary election on May 18, 2025, the far-right party Chega faces significant challenges in opinion polls after recent surge. What implications does this have for the future of immigration in Portugal?
U.S. military operations in Yemen and their impact. The Houthi group in Yemen claims that U.S. warplanes have carried out 1,200 devastating air raids since March 15, resulting in significant civilian deaths and widespread destruction of essential facilities. Houthi leaders accuse the U.S. of violating international and humanitarian law, stating that these strikes have obliterated homes, health centers, and water supplies. Conflict began in 2014 when the Houthis seized control of the capital, Sana'a, and escalated with a Saudi-led coalition's involvement in 2015. The U.S. military actions aim to counter threats from the Houthis, who are believed to have ties to Iran, while ensuring safe shipping routes in the Red Sea. The Houthis argue their military efforts support Palestinians in Gaza, highlighting the regional tensions. This ongoing violence has deepened Yemen's humanitarian crisis, one of the worst in the world, with many civilians facing severe food shortages and lack of medical care. The effects of U.S. military actions continue to influence regional stability and international relations.
Elon Musk's ambitious AI funding. Elon Musk's xAI Holdings is actively seeking around $20 billion in funding to boost its new artificial intelligence startup and social media venture. This major investment aims to ignite exciting new ideas in AI and enhance its connection with social media. Bengaluru, India, is becoming a key hub for talent and investment, while Bosnia and Herzegovina is showing increasing international interest in this funding wave. This ambitious target reflects the growing confidence investors have in AI advancements and their potential to reshape various industries. What could this mean for the future of technology? xAI Holdings is ready to lead the way in this fast-evolving landscape.
Germany's Defense Spending Initiative. Germany is preparing to request a waiver from European Union borrowing limits to significantly boost its defense spending in the coming years, as announced by Finance Minister Jörg Kukies. This decision comes amid ongoing discussions within the German government, particularly among coalition partners. The European Commission has proposed allowing EU countries to increase defense spending by 1.5% of their gross domestic product each year for 4 years without penalties for exceeding the 3% deficit limit. This initiative aims to enhance EU defense investment by about 650 billion euros, or roughly 695.5 billion US dollars, mainly to counter threats from Russia. In March 2025, Germany's parliament approved a major increase in defense spending, including a special fund of 500 billion euros for infrastructure projects. Kukies emphasized Germany's willingness to collaborate on joint military financing for genuine projects. The urgency for this spending arises from Germany's status as Europe's largest economy, which has faced challenges in maintaining growth. With potential US tariffs on German goods looming, the country risks a third consecutive year of recession. Kukies plans to meet with US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to discuss trade negotiations and the mutual benefits of a trade agreement.
US Justice Department's new policy on media records. On April 26, 2025, the U.S. Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Pam Bondi, announced a major change in how media records can be taken. This new policy allows prosecutors to compel journalists to provide information about their work, reversing an earlier policy from the Biden administration that limited such actions. Bondi emphasized the need to protect important classified information, but this shift raises serious concerns about press freedom. Journalists may face increased scrutiny, making it harder for them to report freely. As this policy takes effect immediately, the debate over the balance between national security and press rights is intensifying. What does this mean for the future of journalism?
Pan Gongsheng critiques U.S. tariffs at IMF meeting. Pan Gongsheng, the governor of the People's Bank of China, recently took a stand against U.S. tariffs during a meeting of the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. He called these tariffs an abuse that threatens global financial stability. Pan argued that they violate the rights of other nations and weaken the multilateral governance system, causing real damage to the global economy. This comes amid ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and China, which have both imposed tariffs since 2018. Recently, China exempted some U.S. imports from tariffs, hinting at a possible easing of tensions, although Beijing dismissed claims of ongoing negotiations by U.S. President Donald Trump. Pan stressed the urgent need for countries to coordinate policies and promote trade liberalization. He also indicated that the People's Bank of China might adjust bank reserve requirements and interest rates based on economic developments.
Impact of proposed tariff on U.S. drug prices. A new report from Ernst & Young reveals that a proposed 25% tariff on pharmaceutical imports could send drug prices soaring by nearly $51 billion each year. If these costs are passed on to consumers, we could see prices jump by almost 13%. In 2023, the U.S. imported $203 billion worth of medications, with 73% coming from European countries like Ireland, Germany, and Switzerland. Total sales of finished drugs in the U.S. reached $393 billion that year. Manufacturers are worried that these tariffs could hurt domestic production, as about 30% of imports are ingredients used in U.S. manufacturing, potentially raising production costs by 4.1%. The U.S. government is investigating these imports due to national security concerns, starting a 21-day public comment period for feedback. Roche, a Swiss drug maker, is seeking waivers from the tariffs, arguing that its exports of U.S.-made drugs balance out the imports. The economic fallout from these tariffs could significantly affect drug prices and the 490,000 jobs tied to pharmaceutical exports. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.